it going, guys? Welcome back to the Haunted Cafe podcast. I'm Amber.
And I'm Allie.
I know we don't usually introduce ourselves, yeah. But I figured every once in a while we should probably, like, say yeah. who we are.
Yeah, we don't have any tea today either, so.
Yeah, we don't have any tea today. And today is going to be a little bit of a different episode.
Yes.
Usually I present you guys with a story or a legend, a myth, or, you know, something spooky. But
today we create our own myths, legends, and stuff.
Yeah. So, well, today, if you didn't notice by the title, it's called Scary Questions to Ask in the Dark. And we're literally in the pitch black darkness of our apartment.
Yeah. The only thing we have is a flashlight on the paper just so she can read.
Yep. But, yeah, so they're kind of like darker questions. Like, they talk about death. They talk about murders.
So, trigger warning.
Yeah.
Trigger warning.
Like, if you were a serial killer or, you know, just obviously the spooky stuff. And everything that we talk about here is hypothetical.
Yes.
We've never murdered anybody. We've never, you know, any of that stuff.
That you know of.
That you know of. But yeah, so we've never, you know, it's all hypothetical fun, you know.
Yep.
Alright, so are you ready to get into it?
Yes.
Why are you so itchy?
I don't know.
I can see you over there itching.
Stop it.
Alright, so question number one.
Yes.
And I have a bunch of questions, but we're probably maybe going to ask like 5 or 6.
Well, it depends on how long it takes to answer the questions, really.
I'm going to make this only be like a half hour or so, just because not everybody wants to hear like a whole hour's worth of us.
Of our opinions about questions that have our own answers to them. Yeah. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, so we're just going to do a half hour episode. If you like this content, make sure you like it. I don't know if you can give it like a thumbs up or five stars or whatever on Spotify.
Give us a 5-star review.
Yeah. So, you ready to get into it?
Yes.
I asked that already, but.
Yes, I've been ready. Right. When she had first told me about this episode, I got really excited because I'm a very sick and twisted person when it comes down to it. And if I'm to be brutally honest, then I'm going to be as honest as I possibly can.
Which, yeah, I mean, it's all
It's still all hypothetical, but, you know.
Yeah. So, question number one. If you were given the death penalty, what would your last meal be?
Now, see, that I never actually thought about.
Yep.
A child! No. No,
And it can... I know for the most part, like... It can be a lot, too.
Honestly, I think my last meal would have to be popcorn kernels.
Popcorn kernels?
Yep.
Why?
So that way when I'm getting electrocuted in the death penalty, because I'm pretty sure it's going to be electrocuting them because they don't really do injections anymore. Well, I don't think they do electric, but I don't know what they do. But either way...
I think they do injections.
Oh, I don't know. But if it was an electrical death penalty, then that means as I'm getting electrocuted, my body's heating up, you're going to see popcorn fly out of my mouth. Really freak people out. Like, what? What is going on? Why is popcorn coming out of his mouth?
You just open your mouth and all this popcorn, like...
But no, honestly, my honest last meal would probably be, like, a steak or something.
Yeah.
Because I like steak, so...
I was thinking of pizza, because pizza's, like, my favorite thing in the world. But I don't know, though. I'm going to be a fat ass, but I'd definitely get, like, a little charcuterie board of everything.
A charcuterie board? A
little bit of sushi, a little bit of pizza.
Oh, yeah, sushi. Yeah, yeah.
A little bit of Chinese food, some burrito.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I mean, if I'm going to die, I'm going to be fat walking out.
Yeah, I'm going to make it to where I can barely walk.
And I got one
I'm dying now. Anyway, so it doesn't matter. Just roll me on into the chair.
Yeah. All right, and also, if you guys want to answer these questions with us, I'm going to be posting this on YouTube basically as soon as we get done recording.
Yeah, so
if you want to answer the questions with us...
just be careful what you say, because I know how YouTube is.
Yeah, so that's our question. That's our answers for the death penalty. What would you want etched on your tombstone?
I tried. No, I told you I tried. That's what I would want.
What would I want etched? I don't know.
Oh, no. I took this test a long time ago on Facebook, and it said what would be on your tombstone, and what it said was, I told you I was sick. So I would have that put on, I told you I was sick.
I don't know what I would put on there. I guess I would put, like, I don't know. That's kind of a hard question. I guess just, like, honestly, the only thing I can think of is, like, I love my dog and I love my man. I don't know. Yeah. I don't have anything, like, dumb, you know? All right. This is Alan's probably favorite question here.
What is that?
If you were to commit a murder, how would you go about it?
Oh, man. Well, see, that all depends. Like, am I doing it to where I, like, without getting caught, period? Like, completely getting away? Because there's never actually a way of, like, fully getting away with murders anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you can try, like, you can delay them. Huh?
There's a lot of DNA testing and stuff.
Yeah, you can delay them for as long as you want, but eventually you're going to get caught. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there was a killer, I think it was the Sunset Strip Killer. I could be wrong, but he committed the murders in, like, the 80s, I want to say.
I think I've heard about this.
And he just now got caught, and he's, like, 96 years old.
Wow.
And he's going to prison.
Jeez, just give him the death penalty. The dude's going to die in a few days anyway.
Well, it's just fucked because he just literally spent his whole life free as a fucking bird.
Free with no regrets whatsoever. Yeah. Just up in freedom, still going grocery shopping.
The only reason why he got caught was because of DNA testing.
Yeah. So, like I said, there's really no way to get away with a murder. Yeah. I think if I were to delay them for as long as possible, I would probably dump a body in a very remote location, make sure that I, or try to have it to where there's no DNA, there's no trail leading to it, it's just a random body found on, like, the side of a road, and make sure it's as far away from where I am as possible, so that way it can't be tracked, and it would have to be somebody I don't know.
Yeah.
So that way they can't link me to anybody, and they can't link him to anybody, period. And I would have to, or him, her, whatever.
Yeah.
And I would have to make sure that person was, if anything, it would probably have to be a homeless person, just because they're the easiest to get away, because their family doesn't really care about them that much anymore. Well, some do, yeah. But, like, those homeless people that are, like, literally have nothing left is probably the best way to actually get away with a murder and delay it for as long as possible.
That's kind of the same way with the, a lot of killers that pick up, like, prostitutes and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
They all believe that they don't have anybody, but a lot of them have family.
Yeah, they do. A lot of them do. Yep.
So.
But, yeah, I think that'd be, like, the only way. I mean, it's, like I said, I still wouldn't be getting away with it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be able to, like I said, delay it. But yeah. That's probably what my plan. The random body, commit a murder on a random person that nobody has any really too many links to. Make sure that person before I do it doesn't really have any links to the outside world. Kill them, dump them like 10 miles away from where I'm at. Then go all the way back and then pretty much move out of state at that point. I mean, I probably wouldn't move out of state right away. I'd probably do it in the middle of me moving. I'd probably do it in the middle of me moving. So that way I had started moving way before this had happened.
Yeah,
so it's not like
a planned thing.
Yeah, it's not like planned. And if I do happen to somewhat start to get caught, I'm not moving at the time it would take me to get caught. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like moving in the middle of when I do this. That way it doesn't look as suspicious because everyone already knows that I've been moving. Yeah. So. I think that'd be the only really way to be able to actually do anything. I still wouldn't get away with it, but,
If I were to commit a murder, I'd probably make it an accident.
Yeah, you could do it that way, too, and make it look like an accident, almost like a CSI mafia scene, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, there's still that probability that you can get caught, but depending on how you do it,
car accident. There's a lot of cameras involved too in a lot of areas. Like, there's a lot of street cameras you got to worry about. Yeah. There's cameras in hotels that you have to worry about. There's cameras in alleyways. There's cameras in spots that you can't even see.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you got to be very particular about how you do things. So that's another reason why I don't think I'd be able to get away with it for long. Because if there is a lot of cameras, then I'm going to be caught doing this. Like,
and there's also a lot of people around now. It's not the same as it used to be in, like, the 80s.
Yeah.
Well, like, in the 80s, people would just, like, open the door to anybody.
Exactly. Nowadays, it's not so much like that.
I mean, nowadays, I don't even open the door before I peek out.
Yeah. I think, if anything, if there were no cameras nearby, and say if I was just doing this, if I were to make it look like an accident, I would make it a gas leak. I would turn the gas on at somebody's house.
Yeah.
Like, I've thought about, like, and this may be sick and twisted and effed up, but...
You can start smelling gas after
a while. After a while, yeah, but you can have gas going for, like, maybe about 2 minutes, light a cigarette, and blow your place up.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be going for a long time. It's just going to be stronger of an effect. If it's somebody that smokes, exactly. So, like, you know, just, like, going into somebody's house, like, somebody that you know, pretty much, would be the only really way you could do it, because you can't just walk into somebody's house.
But then somebody's also going to know that it's, you know, that you were in there.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. See, like I said, there's really no way of getting around it.
Nowadays, I feel like, there's no way for you to get... I mean, people, it's going to take a while for some. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, there are murders where you don't know who it is, but I feel like towards the end of it, like, or towards, like, a certain point,
You'll kind of get an idea.
Yeah, you'll know, even if you can't prove it, because there's a lot of, like, unsolved cases where you know that that motherfucker did it. Like, yeah, you know, that person did it. But there's literally no way of...
There's no evidence.
Honestly, the next episode that we're going to talk about, I'm not going to get into it too much, but that one is... It's a true crime, but you just don't... All signs point to him.
Well, you just don't know.
For the most part.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you don't really know.
Yeah.
So.
It's all assumptions just according to character. And yep. What's happened in his past and stuff like that.
Yeah. Which you can't always, like.
No.
You can't always count on. Because, yeah, it was your past, but some people do change.
Yeah, some people do change. And there's that old saying where you can't judge a book by its cover either, which I think is crap, because that's how I judge books, if I even want to read it. If it's got a really crappy cover, the book is going to be terrible, in my opinion. So,
but also, like, that's the same way with a lot of people, especially this, once again, this next case that we're going to talk about. A lot of people, like, looked at this guy and were like, oh, yeah, he definitely is a serial killer. Yeah. And it's like,
How do you know?
Yeah. Like, Ted Bundy was fucking gorgeous. Like,
yeah, nobody, everyone was so against him being the serial killer until he finally admitted it.
I mean, he did he was on the suicide hotline.
Yeah, like...
saving people.
Yeah.
So.
So all you really need is an alibi to make yourself... Good looks and an alibi, that's how you get away with anything.
But anyway, so we kind of went off track, but that was that question. So number three is, would you spend a full night inside of a haunted house if someone paid you?
Depends on how much they're paying me.
Yeah, like $10.
And how haunted it is.
$10, no.
Hell no. $10, what the hell?
$100, probably not.
No, definitely not.
I can get that easy.
Yeah, yeah. That's easy to get to.
I would say, $1,000 would be nice.
No, I wouldn't even do it for $1,000. Like you say, it depends on how haunted the place is.
Yeah, I would say it depends on how haunted. If it's, like, just a friendly ghost that, like, bumps stuff over.
Like Casper.
Or, yeah. Like Casper.
Yeah. Well, like if it's, like, a severely haunted house, you have to pay me a lot of money.
Or if it's, like, demonic possession type where it's, like...
Where I have to worry about literally my well-being, then you have to pay me a lot of money to even risk
that.
That
would be, like, $10,000.
Like, that, you would have to pay me, like, Squid Games money in order for me to even attempt to do that.
Yeah, I guess it depends on the level of haunting.
Yeah.
Like, if it's just, like, I'm gonna bump this thing over to make you uncomfortable, yeah, I'll do it for, like, $100.
I mean, 100 still, yeah.
Well, I mean, like I said,
maybe 300. 300 to 500 would be like, if it's simple, it's like, yeah, I'll do it for like $500.
If it's just
bucks.
Like every so often something moves or...
Like, we deal with that here, so that wouldn't bother me too much, you know?
Or like if something bumps over or you hear a door close.
Yeah, like 500, that, 500 for the night, yeah, I'll
And
do
then
it
escalates to if I'm scared to stay in one spot long enough.
Yeah. That's just me doing a move and relax.
No, I was wondering what she was doing.
Oh, okay. I thought you seen a little shadow and you got freaked out. You're like, all right, well, it's time to end this. I'm just not...
No, I was just wondering what she was doing.
Oh, okay.
All right. So our next question is, do you have a hunch about the way that you will die? I kind of do, personally.
I mean, I kind of do as well.
For my family, anyway, we've had... My mom passed away... of cancer. My Aunt Becky passed away of cancer. My aunt had cancer. And then just there's a lot of people around us that have had cancer. So I feel like if I do die, like, early, I would die of cancer.
I feel like mine would be more or less just a health issue. Mm-hmm. Just because most of my family, they don't really... I mean, they die of natural causes, but it's not, like, natural causes.
It's not like dying in your sleep.
Yeah, it's not like dying in your sleep. Like, it's like my grandfather, he passed away because fluid filled up his lungs. While he was sleeping, that's still not natural, you know what I mean? There's something wrong for that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, my grandfather passed away from fluid filling up his lungs. I don't really know too much about my other family members because I didn't really care about them that much. Like, I don't really know how a lot of my family members died. My one aunt died in a car accident. So, like, it's just, with me, I feel like it would be more or less just a health issue just because I know my habits, and they're really hard.
Yeah, our habits, too.
Yeah, they're really hard to break, like, especially if you're, like, if you're used to eating or drinking a specific way, and you've done it for so long, and you try cutting it off, and it makes it really difficult to actually stop, and then you get back on that path. I feel like as I get older to where my body can't handle it as much, that would probably be what does me in.
Mm-hmm.
It's just unhealthiness.
Yeah, I feel like mine would be the same thing.
Yeah.
I feel like it would either be cancer or it would be just me having health problems.
Yeah. And like with me, like how I know that might be a thing with me is because when it comes to my acid reflux, like I stopped eating spicy foods or anything that had any kind of spice for a very long time, and my acid reflux went away. I didn't have it anymore. And you know this.
Yeah.
I didn't have it anymore. And then once I started eating spicy food again, which is something that I really want to get back into because I freaking love buffalo wings. Like, as soon as I started getting back into eating a lot of buffalo wings, it came back. So, and now it's still here, you know?
Yeah.
So now it's just, it's like, it's gotten to the point where my body can't recover as well as it used to when it comes to certain medical conditions. And, I mean, like, I'll be 30 this year. So it's like, it's catching up to me already. There are some 30-year-olds who are like, really fucking healthy, but I am not one of those 30-year-olds.
Yeah, we're gonna try.
Yeah, we're trying. Like, we are definitely trying to lose weight. We're trying to do better, but that doesn't mean it's gonna be better in the long run. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's a chance that the health issue I had when I was, like, 15 or something like that is gonna hit me when I'm, like, 60 and it's gonna be the end of it. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So, it's, you know, you never know.
Yeah.
But like I said, I feel like mine would be more or less just a health condition of some kind.
Yeah. Alright. So, next question is, in your opinion, what is the most brutal way to die? I personally think suffocation or drowning, because you're like alive the whole time, and you know, like, you're struggling the whole time.
I think mine would probably be, my idea for like the worst way to die would be like constant torture and being brought back to life to be killed again, to be brought back to life to be killed again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, yeah.
So, like, like if so, like, if say if I was put down on the road when a steamroller was coming towards me, and I was like, I was on the, I could not move whatsoever. A steamroller's coming towards me. It gets my toes. My toes are now crushed. I'm feeling that pain. I'm feeling all of it. And then my feet get crushed, and it, like, it's a slow process, and I can feel every bit of bone.
Like, all the
Yes, I can feel every every single piece of my bones cracking. Eventually, I'm going to pass out from the pain, but you can wake up from that. So if I were to get woken up again and then deal with it again, it's just that constant coming back and forth until I'm finally done. You know what I mean? That would be the worst way for me to go.
Like,
suffocating, in my opinion, is quick. I mean, it sucks, but it's going to happen a lot quicker than you think it will.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, plus, you go unconscious.
Exactly. You go unconscious. And you can only hold your breath for maybe 3 minutes. Not even. Like, because I can only hold my breath for barely even a minute before I'm like, all right, well, I need to start coming up for air soon.
Yeah.
So that's like, once that hits that point, it's like you get knocked out right then and there because there's no air going to you. There's no blood circulation. So you don't feel it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So my opinion, the worst way to die would just constant physical pain and agony until I'm finally done and being woken up every single time I get passed out. That would be my idea of, like, the worst way to go.
I wasn't thinking of torture.
Well, I mean, you said the worst way to go. Something quick is not the worst way to go. That's, like, the best way to go is to be done and over with.
I was thinking, like, suffocation or, like, drowning.
Drowning,
when you're fighting to stay up. You're constantly either making it or, you know.
Yeah. But that's on it. But at the same time, it also comes down to the excitement from your body. You're gonna get knocked out. You're gonna go unconscious, you know, and then you drown that way. Because once you're unconscious, you can't hold your breath no more. Now you're breathing in all this water, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But like, just being tied down to a spot and constantly tortured, and just being woken up every single time you pass out from the pain to just be tortured again in the same exact way and feel every little fucking thing possible. That is, in my opinion, the worst way to go.
Yeah, definitely.
Any other death besides that would be way better. Like, any other death.
Yeah, unless it's like the, where they pull you apart.
Well, yeah.
Draw and quartered.
Yeah, that's still like, you know, it's still quick.
It's still torture.
You know, it's still torture and it's still quick, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if they're doing it slow, the stretcher, then yeah, that would be very painful. That's a very crappy way to go. And there's also the iron bowl, too. That would be really bad because they're burning you alive inside the bowl.
Yeah.
Like, that's another, because you're feeling all of that before you finally die. Then, once again, you're passing out from the pain and you're not getting woken up at that point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There are definitely way worse ways to go besides drowning and suffocation. Yeah. like then in the God of War, Kratos, I think it's Mimir. He even I don't know if he does this, but like in my opinion, the worst way to live is to be dead. You know what I mean? Like you're literally dead but alive.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much how torturing like that would go. You're dead. Like you are literally dead, but they're keeping you alive. Mm-hmm. Like that fucking sucks. Yeah. Like you just can't just they're not letting you go. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. All right. So, next question is, which horror movie scarred you for life?
You really gotta bring that
up? I have a few, honestly.
I have one. And every other horror movie besides this, and this is like a really stupid horror movie to scar me for life. Because every other horror movie out there, yeah, I mean, I was. And like every other horror movie out there is fucking garbage, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Like, it's shit. And like, I mean... You know, some of them are good, but, like, once, like with Jason...
You just don't like the sex or...
Well, no, yeah, because every horror movie, for some reason, like, the ones that don't have sex in it are usually, like, they're good, but they don't have a very good story, mm-hmm. if that makes any sense. Like, for some reason, in order for a horror film to have a good story, there has to be a sex scene for some reason. You can't just have a good story.
Yeah.
They have to put in sex to ruin that good story, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Pumpkinhead, that didn't have any sex in it, and that was a pretty good little horror film. I thought that was really decent.
Watched it.
Yeah, but at the same time, I wasn't scared of it.
Yeah.
Like, I've never been afraid of horror movies, ever. Except for this one fucking movie, which doesn't make any sense because it's like, it's a video game. It's based off a video game. And that movie for me is the very first Resident Evil movie. Like, the first Resident Evil. And the only reason why it scares the ever-living crap out of me is because I don't like in movies or even video games... where animals, domesticated animals, are abused or killed.
Yeah.
So in Resident Evil, the first Resident Evil, when that dog broke through the glass window...
Spoiler, by the way.
Well, this movie is like old as hell. I know, but
just in case anybody...
Well, yeah, it's spoiler. But when that half-dead dog burst through that pane of glass, I was like, I'm done. I can't, nope. Can't do it. I was like 8 years old and I shit myself. I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm good.
I was like, no thanks.
Yeah, and even the first Resident Evil game. Like, the first Resident Evil game, I cannot play that game. Because there's the part when you're in the beginning of the mansion where you just hear that ticking.
Yeah.
It's just constant ticking. And it's so ominous. There's no music. Nothing. It's just ticking and ticking and ticking. And then as soon as you go up those stairs and you walk out that door and you go into a room, a zombie is munching on a body and turns around and looks at you. And I'm like, nope, that was already it. I was already on edge with the ticking.
That's why I was already on edge. That's why I cannot play the horror video games.
Yeah, I can't.
Nothing in my life makes me want to go forward with that. Like,
No. Like, horror movies, I fucking hate horror movies, because in my opinion, most of the ones nowadays are fucking dumb.
Yeah.
Like, they are literally dumb, and they're not scary. No horror movie for me has ever been scary except for Resident Evil, and that's not even a horror movie, it's an action horror movie. It's based off of a video game. But when it comes to video games, like VR, that time when we were in the back rooms in VR for our gaming things that we were doing... That was I wanted to run physically, but I was like, I gotta remember I'm in VR.
Yeah,
like,
fucking smack into the wall.
I was like, I'm out. Yep. I'm done.
And like
fucking
for me,
running away.
The horror movies don't scare me just because I know that they're fake.
Yeah.
But what I don't like is the excessive blood.
Oh, yeah, you get squeamish with that.
I do. I don't like.
See, I play like Mortal Kombat and shit like that, so blood doesn't really bother me.
The Mortal Kombat stuff's not bad. It's when the horror movies...
Well, I mean,
movies,
I can't say that, honestly. But
for me, it is.
Yeah.
But, like, the horror movies when it's, like, they're, like, pulling apart somebody's skin, or, like, they chop you in half and then all the intestines fall out. Yeah. I don't know.
To me, that's more or less just cringy. Like, it's... Like,
yeah,
it's like that.
I think that's what it is, too, but it also makes me nauseous.
Yeah. But I think the only game that I would never actually be able to physically play, and then once again, it's a horror-based game, but it's Dead Space. Dead Space, I don't think I'd ever be able to play. Even Evil Within, just because... In video games, I like to enjoy my video games.
Yeah,
I don't like to be stressed out. I don't like to be rushed. I don't like to be toyed with. I like just enjoying video games. So I can't play a horror video game because I will rage quit.
Yeah.
I will crap myself and rage quit.
That's why I stopped playing Little Nightmares, because it was too terrifying.
Yeah, I mean, Little Nightmares...
I didn't want to go forward.
Yeah, Little Nightmares wasn't scary to me, like... Dead Space, on the other hand, is you're in space, it's ominous, there's demons and stuff like that everywhere, and the one scene that always makes me cringe is when the needle is going into his eye. Oh my god. And if you don't do it right, if you don't center your eye because he's, like, freaking out, you have to center that eye. And if you don't, you die right then. The machine just goes right into the eye, and it's like, I don't want to see that.
No thanks.
Yeah, so it's like, I couldn't play... When it comes to horror video games, I can't really play those unless they're like corny horror. Then I can play them because this is kind of funny, You know, almost like the multiplayer horror games where like you play as a horror character and you have to chase after other people and stuff. Those are fun.
Yeah, those, you know, I wouldn't mind.
Like Friday the 13th, that would be fun too. You know, playing as Jason, going around killing the campers and stuff like that. That'd be fun. But I would never, like, Evil Within, Resident Evil game nowadays. I just can't do it. Man. Yeah, like the AI nowadays is way too intelligent, and I don't like it.
There was also that video. We're getting off track, but there's also that video game where it, like, bases off of your like breathing patterns.
Oh yeah, it goes off of your heartbeat. It goes off of how fast you're breathing and how quick you're moving. I think that's a PlayStation game actually.
Because how can they tell you're breathing and stuff?
Because the mic. You have to wear a mic while you're playing. The more you breathe into the mic, the crazier it gets.
Yeah.
The controller, I think, had a certain sensitivity to where you could actually sense your heartbeat and your movement. So if you're really fidgety, it'll start acting up more, I think. Anyway, it might be a VR thing, too. I have no idea. But, yeah, it's just VR game. I mean, horror games, I can't really play. But horror movies, I think they're all dumb and they're not scary whatsoever. Like, I can even walk through fucking... like Creamy Acres and the state penitentiary and stuff like that.
I don't like that kind of stuff.
And that, I give people hugs in those things. Like, that's not scary to me because I know it's not real. Like, I know for a fact that if you touch me in any kind of way, you get in trouble. Unless I sign a waiver, you get in trouble. I will not. Yeah. Like, even if I were to die, they would know eventually.
Well, there was that one case where somebody died in a horror, like, thing.
And they thought it was
a decoration. And left it there.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. Those I don't trust just because I don't know who the fuck is behind it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, they could do something to me.
Yeah, they could. You know? There is that very strong possibility that they could, but there's also a strong possibility that they won't.
Yeah. Just and because... 99% of the people aren't going to do anything.
No, like, it's 90% of the people can't even really talk to you. They're just supposed to act.
Yeah.
Like, it's cringy in a way because, like... Like, I like to communicate with people. Like, if you scare the shit out of me...
You just like talking to
people. I do. Like, if you scare the shit out of me, like, every time I... And when I went to the Creamy Acres with you, even when I went to the state penitentiary or whatever the hell it was, I was talking to people. I got a hug from a tree at the state penitentiary. That was awesome. A tree hugged me. And it wasn't the that specific kind of tree that's in Ash vs. the Evil Dead either. Which is... It's a whole...
I never seen... Is it an ash tree?
No, it's a specific kind of tree. Like, it's a forceful kind
You'll
of tree.
You'll have to tell me later.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's a, well, how can I, it's a Kevin Spacey tree. Let's put it that way.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, like, and when I, like I said, when I was at the state penitentiary, I gave a tree a hug. And I was like, you know, this is really cool. Even at the Creamy Acres, I was sitting there talking. There was one time there was a really, really cute looking voodoo witch girl that was there. I was like, damn, you cute. And she just stared at me and I was like, this is awkward. This is not scary. This is awkward. You're freaking me out. Not like that, but like, you know, give me some space. Yeah, I made this awkward. And I feel like they don't really care because they're just so into that character.
Yeah.
And I just don't like that. Like, I don't like, even when it comes to LARP. And stuff like that.
You don't want seriousness.
Yeah, I don't like seriousness. Like, if your acting is way too serious, it ruins it for me. Because to me, that's not immersive. You're becoming an NPC at that point. Like, you are not in the simulation. You are your own thing. Like, just go along with it. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm acting normal, you act normal. If you happen to be scary, put that into your normal kind of behavior. Don't be Edgelord of the Year. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But yeah, anyway.
Alright, so... We're getting close to the time, but
we got like 30 seconds left.
I'm gonna answer some more questions. Would you sleep inside of a coffin for a night?
Yeah, most definitely.
I
mean, depending on where it is.
If it's I mean, I'm not worried about that, but if it's closed, I might get hot.
Yeah, I mean, you might have to worry about that. Also, I don't know how much oxygen you actually have in a coffin. Yeah,
closed. If it's like open. I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, if it's slightly open, I wouldn't mind. Just because I am getting oxygen. The only thing I have to worry about is the oxygen.
Yeah.
Because like I said, I don't know how long oxygen lasts in a coffin. You know, like if it's like a standard size coffin.
I don't think it's long.
Yeah, if it's like a standard size coffin, I don't think you have much air to breathe or much time to even breathe that air. So
yeah,
it depends.
And then, if you had to chop off a piece of your body, which would you choose?
A piece of my body?
Yeah, like.
I thought about this already. I was actually thinking about this last night, but just randomly. It'd be my ring fingers.
Why?
Well, because it brought back to Assassin's Creed.
Oh.
And that's why I was like, I feel like the ring finger, in my opinion, is almost useless. Besides it being the wedding ring or the wedding finger or whatever. Because if you think about it, like, the ring finger is literally just there to balance out your hand. But your hand doesn't really need your ring finger. Your pinky is there to hold the bottom of stuff when you hold it with your other fingers, correct? So when you're holding it, your pinky goes under stuff, and that's what keeps it balanced, so it doesn't slide out of your hand.
But also, if you just cut off your pinky, you would just use your ring finger.
The ring finger, I'm just saying that because that's, like, the less obvious one that you would choose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah, the pinky, gone. You don't really need it. I could just use my ring finger. But at the same time, without your ring finger, the balance of your hand still stays.
Yeah.
It's an unnecessary finger. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's necessary for other things, but we won't get into that. But, like, it's literally an unnecessary finger because your thumb is used to wrap around to grasp things. Your pointer finger is used to direct. Your middle finger is used to tell people to fuck up and also help grip other things. And your pinky is also there to grip. So when they only have those three fingers, they have full control. They don't need a ring finger. Aliens. They don't need it. Yeah. Like how they have, you know, say the aliens have three fingers. They don't need a fourth finger. At all. They have four fingers. I'm saying they don't need a fifth finger. Yeah. That ring finger is literally unnecessary. Because even if you look at your hand, the way it's balanced, your middle finger is kind of already in the center of your hand.
Yeah.
If your middle finger were to move down in between your ring finger and your middle finger, you would have the perfect hand with just three. So you would have a hand like this, and you would still be able to use it properly. Mm-hmm. Like, no matter what, your ring finger is, like, unnecessary.
Yeah.
So that would be the part of my body, like, yeah, just get rid of that. I don't really need that for anything besides saying that I'm married. And that's only literally by community standards. I could put another ring on any one of my fingers and say I'm married. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be my ring finger. That's only like that because that's what the standard is.
Yeah.
That's what people say is the ring finger, is the wedding finger. Doesn't have to be that, you know? But yeah, I could put a ring on my thumb if I wanted to. Well, what's that? It's my wedding ring. Why is it not on your ring finger? Does it look like I have one? Like, you know what I mean?
Yep.
But yeah, but that would be the one I would get rid of.
I don't know what I would chop off. I don't want to take your answer.
Yeah, I mean that's like the most obvious answer though. Yeah, that's the thing. It is. Like even with your toes, you don't really need all of your toes either.
You do though, don't you?
No,
you need your big toe.
Yeah, you need your big toe. The only toes you need is your big toe, your middle toe, your ring toe you don't need, and the toe before your pinky you don't need. If you have just those three toes, once again, if you were to move that middle toe over to the center, you would still have perfect balance.
Why are you gonna move it over to the center?
I'm saying like I'm using that as like a metaphor. Yeah. You would still have perfect balance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like no matter what, like any of the ones in between, the ones that are the ones that are unnecessary. You know?
Yep.
So, like, I wouldn't chop off my hands because I need my hands. My arms are used to actually pick stuff up. My nose is used to smell. My ears to hear. Eyes, stuff like that. So, my ring finger is literally the most useless part of the body.
There's something else we can cut off.
No, we're not going that far. That still has plenty of use. But, yeah, so mine would be both ring fingers. I mean, just get rid of both of them. Ain't no point in me just getting rid of one. Just get rid of both.
Yeah.
Let me equal out here, you know?
Yeah, I guess I'd go with that, too.
Yeah, because it's the only one that makes sense. Like, if you got told to get rid of any of your body parts, it would be your ring finger. It is unnecessary. You don't need it. this is just my late night thoughts.
Yeah.
this is what I do when I'm laying in the bed in pitch darkness. Oh, man.
But yeah, so that's it for all the questions.
Was there more questions?
There's
that,
a crap ton more questions.
Okay. So this is just the first episode.
Yeah.
Nice, okay.
This is basically like spacer episodes, because I'm still working on
the current project.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it just yet. It is a serial killer.
Yeah.
But that's
it's taking a long time to do.
There's a lot of information on it.
But, and eventually we're going to have short story episodes too, where it's just a bunch of, if we ever need to, we're going to put a bunch of small short stories into one episode.
Like basically shorter legends that don't really have like huge backstories to them.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, so
But yeah, so
that was fun. Yeah. I liked answering your questions. Liked it. Even if I got severely sick and twisted, I still like answered.
That's the whole point of it.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, you know, we talk about a lot of like ghosts and about a lot of you know, mysterious disappearances or legends. Like, not all of that is like cut and dry, like PG-13.
Yeah.
Or, you know. You know what I mean? It's not all, you know, death is death.
It's not all cotton candy and unicorns.
Yeah, you know, like, talking about death, talking about murder,
it's a daily thing.
It's kind of a part of...
It's a part of living, death and murder. Like, it's a part of living. Like, even if you're not the murderer. Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. But you may not be the murderer, but somebody in the world is getting murdered. Like, yeah. You know, there is never not somebody getting murdered once, you know, a day.
But at least, like, death isn't, like, something that we should not talk about. It should definitely be something talked more about.
Yeah.
Not bad death, but, you know, like...
Just as a subject in general.
Yep.
You know, it doesn't have to be funny, it doesn't have to be serious, just as a subject in general.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, obviously death is serious, but you know what I mean. Somebody's sorry.
Got the yawns.
I got the yawnies.
But yeah, so hopefully you guys like this kind of an episode. Like I said,
I like it. I know that much.
Like I said, we're gonna be going back to like regular programming next week. We're gonna be talking about a legend/serial killer guy. Yep. And then yeah. If you guys like this content, be sure to give us a follow.
Yep.
Go subscribe to us on YouTube. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and also subscribe to us on Snack Praises, because we just tried a Japan Crate for the first time, and it was absolutely amazing. So go check that video out. That video should be up pretty soon, so.
Yeah, so we got a few things going.
Yeah.
But, yeah, go check us out on YouTube. Go check us out on Spotify here. Thank you guys for listening.
We'll communicate next time.
With the Ouija board?
Yeah, with the Ouija board. Is there anybody listening to this? No. Fuck. All right. See you guys.
See ya.